What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
We survived the eclipse. Did you see that?
I did. Did you have the special glasses?
Now, those are for weak people. I think you know this. That's for weak people. I actually have some of the strongest eyes anybody's ever seen, to be honest. I had an eye doctor, and he tested my vision. And he said, so you have 20/0 vision. Yeah, 20/20 is good. 20/10 is exceptional. He said you have 20/0. It's practically X-ray vision.
So that means you can look at a whole eclipse without blinking, without wearing anything. That's amazing.
No, I mean, when I walk into dressing rooms of women, it's like I can see them in their underwear because I have such powerful eyesight. I guess it goes right through the clothing.
That's a very awesome talent. Did you actually check out the eclipse today?
You know, every news station had it. Nobody was talking about the fact our big, beautiful sun, you know, we have a big, beautiful sun. It's sort of important. A lot of people seem to know this, but it's actually sort of essential. And all of a sudden it became black. And I thought, no wonder the fake news media wants to cover this so much. It's basically great replacement theory. It's great, basically diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's wokeness. It's affirmative action for astronomy. It's our beautiful sun, which is bright, all of a sudden became very dark, and everybody was excited, all the radical left, very excited. So this is, it's symbolic is the word. You know what I mean? It sort of represents what they want to see our country become, which is a BBC, a big black constellation.
Now, did you stop watching when the sun darkened? Well, when the sun was blocked?
When the sun was blocked, because I thought it was disrespectful by the moon.
So you think the moon was being rude?
And woke, which is a horror. Imagine that combination, rude and woke.
A rude, woke moon?
Well, you know, that sounds sort of like a Korean guy I used to know.
I actually saw the eclipse today. My son had the glasses. He came out of school and I looked up, saw it, checked it out for a second. I was like, oh, that's cool. And then there are people sitting there watching it with the glasses on for an hour, like they were watching a TV show. Could you do that?
Under Sleepy Joe's America, we don't have a lot to look at. It's a very sad America. I would have actually, if I wasn't so busy with strong strength, doing strong things, I would have been interested not in going to the Mexican parts, but you know how they have that stretch where it was total darkness, you know, like where it was totally covered. I would have liked to have seen that because, you know, it's probably a good time to, you know, maybe grab a tit or something, you know. Oh, it's totally, I can't see anything. Excuse me, darling. I can't see anything. It's total darkness. Oh, is that your bra strap? Well, you know, it's called total darkness.
So that would be your plan for, I think it's 20 years from now is the next one.
Oh, and I'm entering my sixth term in office and I say, President Trump is here, 97 years old, very strong still, very tall. And whoops.
Would you, they have, what's that, the new thing that Elon Musk has, Mr. President? It's the something link where they implant a chip in your head. And would you do one if it's going to make you live longer? become
I'm gonna
bionic.
live very long. I'm gonna live very long, so I don't need Ethan Musk putting his autism chips in my head.
This guy got one already. They showed him on this video, and he was playing a video game and moving everything with his eyes. Pretty crazy.
Why don't you get one of his chips?
Nah,
Since you're
I'm
so
good
tech,
on that.
since you're so tech stuff.
I'm so tech stuffy. I'm good on a
I'm too
microchip.
tech stuff for my chip, too tech stuff for my chip. So tech stuff, no thanks. You remember that song? That was Mike Pence's favorite song.
We're going to talk about Mike Pence later. I want to discuss it with you. So,
Oh, that's too bad. This is a nasty guy.
but they made a huge deal of this eclipse. Like, there are so many people who don't even believe in science or even the Earth. Some people flat earthers, but don't you think like everyone got on board? It was like kind of like New Year's Times Square, where they sell the glasses that have the year number it is. It's almost like it felt like that kind of rage where everyone was looking for the glasses and everyone wanted to see this thing. And like you said before, not that exciting.
It's under my presidency, this should have been a unifying moment, but it was a very sad moment under Sleepy Joe, because it would have been another celebration. But under Sleepy Joe, it's the only celebration, it's the only unifying moment. Whereas, as you know, under my administration, we have unifying moments every day. Like when I tried to bring together and say very fine people on both sides at Charlottesville. That was unifying. That was great unifying. And people said, oh no, I was praising neo-Nazis. Well, you know what? Called being nice.
Being nice to Nazis?
Are neo-Nazis.
That makes it better?
Oh, because of The Matrix was a strong movie. So it's sort of like, hey, you guys are Nazis, but you're sort of like Neo. So you have some good qualities too.
Is that what you think it means?
Well, that is what it means.
Okay. That they're related to Neo from the Matrix?
Not related,
No.
because but it's sort of like you have similar qualities. You can it's not perfect. Nobody's perfect, of course, but I was just saying on both sides. That was me being nice, and now everybody wants to act like oh, he divided the country. It's so sad. It's so sad. And I said, no, it's called bringing people together. I tried to bring together the Nazis and the neo-Nazis and the people who survived the neo-Nazis running them over with a car. I tried to bring them together, and that's called peace. It's called peace.
Yeah, I mean, Nazis and neo-Nazis don't stand for anything positive, so why help them?
We had to, I wasn't helping. I was just saying some of them were good people. A couple of them were Trump fans, and that's
They're not good
obviously.
people though. They're not good people. They stand for hate. That's they live off of hating other people so they can be the only people on the earth.
The pastor, this pastor, Cat Williams, once said, be thankful for your haters. Because it means you're doing something right if you have haters. So in a way, they're sort of helping people by saying you're doing okay. Look at me, I'm a hater. That's Cat Williams. He's a smart guy. You ever see Cat Williams? He's a very charismatic preacher.
Very funny. He's not really he's a comedian. He's not a preacher. I mean, I guess you might think he's a preacher by the way he talks sometimes, but he's really a comedian.
I saw him on Shay Shay Church, and it seemed very a preacher.
He was preaching that day for sure. President, before we get to the next story, just want to let all the listeners know that on April 30th we are doing the live episode for the Perfect 10 Patreon Patriots at 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time. And for all the ball ticklers, jump on board, get on the Patreon, patreon.com/mpga. Get on board, guys, because it's only $1 a month, video and audio. Can't beat it. Come on.
Of course, we like the people who upgrade from that, of course, but they're under no obligation. If you want to have a miserable life without a lot of strong content, yeah, we don't do cancel culture. You can do that, but if you want to have a great life, that $5, that I mean, the $10 people are the best. They're the happiest people on earth. When they do polls, you ever see these polls? They say 100% satisfaction and happiness rate out of the perfect tens. The bull
That's right.
ticklers are only coming in at like 33% happy.
So it's patreon.com/mpga. Mr. President, I heard you are going to sue the judge in this Stormy Daniels hush money case. This is true.
He is a registered Democrat. He is Latino. Basically,